Hey, y'all. Welcome to Latte and Laundry. I'm Suzanne Bilodeau, and I am so honored to be with you here as we navigate motherhood, wifehood, sisterhood, and everything in between. This is a podcast for my fellow imperfect people who want to grow in greater communion with our most perfect God. So join me and my friends as we laugh, cry, dive deep, and explore with one another as we journey towards stilling our souls while moving our world. Hey friends, and welcome back to another episode. I'm up early in the morning before my brood wakes up, so we'll see how long this goes that I can record this episode, but I wanted to get on here, and this is about a topic I've been actually wanting to talk about for quite some time now. And the more and more I'm kind of experiencing the small fruits of the ways that I'm growing in this area, the more it's just pushing me to want to discuss it with all of my friends here on the podcast. So before we do that, I wanted to open up with our Bible verse, and maybe that'll give you some hints as to what we'll be discussing today. And it's 1 Corinthians 7:29-31, which says, "What I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not, those who mourn as if they did not, those who are happy as if they were not, those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep, those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them, for this world in its present form is passing away." So their topic today is detachment. And before we even start talking about it in real depth, I thought it was important to really discuss the idea that detachment in the Catholic sense simply means indifference, whereas attachment is the opposite. Attachment is when we're clinging tight and we have our heart, our emotions, our minds, our dreams, our fears wrapped tightly up into something. That's when we're attached to it. Whereas detachment from the Catholic sense means an indifference. An indifference is not that you don't care or that you don't have respect for something, but that you are not attached to its outcome, the circumstances, the object, the person, the emotions. You are free from all of that, and you're simply indifferent. So there's so many ways in which we can experience detachment. It relates to so many different areas in our life. And one of the obvious ones, right, is this detachment from things. Whether it's your house, your gorgeous Pinterest-worthy kitchen, the car you drive, detached from the material things of this world. And that can be really hard, especially in today's modern world where we are flooded, constantly flooded. No matter how much you try to avoid it, we are constantly flooded with images and stimulation around the latest phone, the latest car you could be driving, or small things. I mean, you know how our phones and our social media accounts and just even our computer, internet, there's advertisements thrown at us at all times that are perfectly orchestrated with an algorithm done by the geniuses or secret masterminds behind so many of these things. The algorithm is created so that what you have been interested in, something that you had once looked up, is now being flashed in front of you on the side while you're searching through something on the internet, or as an advertisement as you go through your social media account. We are constantly bombarded with stuff, if you will. And on top of that, we are constantly bombarded with seeing what everyone else has. So being able to detach from worldly things can be a difficult feat, especially in today's modern world, whereas 100 years ago, you weren't seeing all this stuff. So you still had desires and attachments. I'm not saying that people didn't struggle with being too attached to worldly things. If anything, they were just as easily, but in a very different sense. It was more what was in front of them, what their hearts desired. Where now you might not even know you think you might want something until the world throws it in your face, and then all of a sudden you suddenly desire and want it and it becomes important. So detaching from things is an obvious first area of detachment that we need to grow into. and something that we could pray through, especially for our children as they grow up in this world where materialism just continues to be so much of the cornerstone of our Western culture. So that's definitely one. Another one that is what first sparked the conversation I had with my spiritual director last year is this ability to grow in detachment from our circumstances. And I say that this sparked a conversation I had with my spiritual director because I was going through something. I talked about it with him last year, but I had experienced something the following year or two before, I can't recall when it was, that I didn't realize was starting to inch my way towards detachment until he started to explain to me that's what I was growing in, which unbeknownst to myself, I really struggle with attachment to so many different things. And I didn't even realize that this is where our Lord was taking me. And I think it's important for all of us to pray and desire this ability to have and be detached from so many things of this world. So if you know me at all, you know that I I tend to be a little spitfire fighter when I think an injustice has been done or something needs to be fixed or remedied. I don't know if it's from being one of the oldest of my clan growing up or what, but I will, in the most polite way possible, ensure that something gets accomplished if it's needed to get done, or I'll make sure the correct people are aware of a situation if it needs to be remedied. And this was with regards to something to do with my son and his first communion a few years ago. And I was normally, my MO would have been to be really angst and driving to the church to talk to the DRE and the priest about a number of things we were trying to coordinate with regards to my son's first communion. This was during the beginning of COVID, and there was a lot of things riding on the schedule of my son's first communion in terms of people traveling from out of town, out of state. And my normal MO would have been to be on top of everybody, especially as things were starting to pan out that it wasn't going to work out in the ways that our family had desired. But there was this weird sense as I was growing in my inch by inch more closeness and my stillness in Christ that I found myself free from my normal very tightly wound up attachment to what I had planned and the circumstances that I had desired to transpire with regards to this one situation. And normally I would have been really like angst and worked up, and I would have been polite and kind, but my insides probably would have been dying, and I would have gone and tried to talk to whoever I needed to talk to in order to make sure that our plans worked out as I had seen them, or my family had seen them. Especially, this happens especially more intensely in my heart when it relates to something that one of my kids desires. But there was this real freedom where I was saying, you know what, I just trust God. If his plan is for it to work out, it'll work out. Even though everything was pointing in the direction that our desired plans for my son's first communion were not going to work out, which was going to disrupt a bunch of people's travel plans and all this stuff. But I just had this weird just surrender, if you will, and peace of saying, okay, whatever God, whatever it is that you want will be best. And it wasn't like I wasn't willing to be his hands and his feet and talk to the people I was supposed to talk to, but I just had no anxiety or attachment to whichever way these plans worked out. And lucky for me, they worked out greater than we had even desired, and it was not to my doing. I did not have to steamroll anybody politely with what we wanted to be done. Our Lord just kind of worked it out. And maybe it wouldn't have. Maybe it wouldn't have worked out in the way that we had originally desired. And I just had this trust that it was what God desired for our family, that whatever the circumstances were, it was what God desired. And when I was talking about this with my spiritual director a few years ago, he was like, well, you know what this is you're growing in. And I was like, no. And he's like, detachment. You are becoming detached to your circumstances. And then I just started to open my eyes greatly to this idea of detachment and how freeing it is for our souls. It seems so difficult and painful to do, and yet the fruit of what it has borne in my own life has been so beautiful. And whether it affects other people in a more beautiful and profound way, like my kids and the people I may have run in and needed to talk to them and fix circumstances and situations, whether it would have borne fruit in their life that I'm growing in detachment as well. All that is like shocking of how much the detachment is just borne fruit in my own life. And it's just opened the door to so many other areas of detachment that I have, my eyes have opened up to, that I wanted to discuss with you guys today. And one of the areas of detachment that I was surprised was an area that is so, I think, vital to our hearts, besides obviously things like we've talked about or circumstances, and those are huge and important to grow in and take so much practice and movement towards virtue and movement towards our Lord to be able to accomplish and achieve that. But another area that I wanted to talk about that has been really powerful in my own heart and my own life as I've been growing is a detachment from other people's opinions and judgment, a detachment from them. And again, I think what's really important is we go back to what we talked about in the beginning with regards to this indifference. It doesn't mean we don't care how other people feel and that we just disregard and we have a callous coldness to the way we conduct ourselves. I think it's really important that we put that disclaimer out here, because that is not the way of the Christian life or Christian love, is to just not care. It's different. It looks very different. It's an indifference. It's not being attached and tightly wound up to the opinions and judgments of others. And I think, again, like we talked about before with social media and this world, I think it's something that's so important from a macro level in terms of caring what so many different people in the general public and the general world and the general social media accounts think of us, but even more so closely at home to some of our intimate relationships. And I want to really discuss some of the importance of learning how to free ourselves from some of the disordered attachment we have with regards to other people's thoughts about us, if you will. And I would not say that I'm a people pleaser, just to give you guys a little bit of my own story, my own perspective here. In the sense that I'm always willing to surrender my own thoughts and my own desires and my own plans to please others. But I have had, since I was young, I would say, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, I'm sure there's some of my listeners who have had similar experiences where I can get filled with a lot of angst and anxiety and fear and worry if I think I may have offended someone, if my words may have come off differently than I intended them, if I bothered somebody by whether it's being late to something or not conducting myself in a way that they wanted at something, it can really disrupt the peace in my heart and my soul. And just from a mom perspective, I can give the example of getting out the door with a number of children. Is like a tiny example of what I mean with regards to detachment from people's opinions. And now this is going to be a really minor, what seems like a minute example, but I think our Lord is desiring that we grow even in these tiny ways, because it'll bear so much fruit in our lives, in our souls, and in the lives of those around us. So for example, when I would have to get somewhere, and my family could attest to this, that if I think we are running late trying to get out the door, I can be really worked up, in the sense of just I'm rushing, I seem on edge, I can be hurrying everybody along even though everybody's doing their best to get out the door. If I'm fearful and worried that I'm going to either be embarrassed because we are late somewhere, or that a friend or somebody close will be bothered that we weren't on time, that can cause me so much inner turmoil, even though it seems so simple and so silly, that I can end up exploding and causing so much strife in my own home, even if I'm not, let's say, exploding in the sense of losing my temper or getting quite angry. Just my attitude and my disposition really can affect my house. So in protection of my either reputation or someone's opinion of me, I would have had the history of hurting those closest to me that God put in my care, like my spouse and my kids, just by being cranky or edgy, trying to get out the door. And I started realizing slowly, and something my spiritual director really opened my eyes to, I started realizing that as I slowly was like having a lot of conversations with our Lord, he started tapping into my heart and saying, and really revealing as his beloved daughter, that when my heart is pure and good and true and moving towards the beautiful and the lovely, that there's a real disorder. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Forgive me. God bless you. That's the baby. God bless you, baby. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. Sorry, y'all. There's a real disorder in when I would get worked up in fear of somebody's opinion, when in fact my heart's intentions and my actions were all good. So I started to reflect on this thing that our Lord was putting in my heart, and I really realized it had a lot to do with detaching from people's opinions of us. And so I started to recognize that in these times when I'm doing my best to get out the door, in this example, and I started early enough and I'm going, there's no need to get anxious or worked up or rushing with my children. You know, life is going to happen. Someone might have to go to the bathroom. Right after we all buckle up in the car, someone might say, Mom, I need to run in and go to the bathroom. Or the baby might need to nurse. Or the toddler spilled milk and had an accident and we got to clean it up and making us late. And I started realizing that I had to recognize the intentions and the heart, the pureness of heart in these places, that if somebody was going to be upset with me, like a, let's just say a friend because we were late for the party, that that's on them. I, of course, we could be considerate and say, oh, I'm so sorry that we were late because this child had to do X, Y, Z, but that's it. And then free yourself there from the angst you might feel from something. And maybe I'm alone in this, but the angst you might feel or the embarrassment you might feel from being late or possibly offending a friend because you weren't there in a timely fashion that you were hoping to be. And letting go of how attached we are to another's opinion about us or their judgments towards us is really powerful. And it doesn't just relate, obviously, to simple examples like this one of running late to something, but in other ways in which we have engagements with and interactions with people all the time, whether it's really important people in our lives, intimately close to us, family members, friends, colleagues, etc. Or it's just, you know, engagements that we have and interactions we have with people at the grocery store or the coffee shop. And I'm realizing more and more as I've been working with my spiritual director on this, that it isn't just about not caring what somebody thinks about us, because that can become really flippant, right? And there's something really good and beautiful about taking into account other people's feelings, because I think God so wonderfully and the Holy Spirit so beautifully works through often our conscience to keep us in check and to make us aware of, hey, was our heart pure in this interaction here? Were we coming from a great place? Or maybe were we doing something a little fresh? Or were we not taking someone's thought, feelings into consideration? And in those ways, it's important that we do reflect and we go back and either we apologize, or it just pushes us and encourages us to make changes moving forward in the ways in which we interact with one another. But for the most part, when we can grow in detachment of one's opinions of us, it can be very, very, very freeing in relationships, and especially if we prayerfully go back, or even beforehand, we pray through how we might engage somebody in a certain circumstance, or how we did how he had engaged somebody in a circumstance. And if we can look within our hearts and say, and kind of go through a checklist of, were my intentions pure? Did I conduct myself freely from any disordered behaviors or agendas or preconceived notions I had with this person? Was I free and was I pure? And were my actions good, beautiful, and true? And if we can reflect in our hearts and really keep those things in check and in balance through a prayerful conversation with our Lord, it can be very freeing to remove any angst we might have if somebody is upset with us. We can clearly speak to the truth of what our intentions were and then let it go from there. And I can't tell you how much just growing in some detachment, I have just really felt a sense of freedom in ways in which I used to stir over and be so angst over and overwhelmed about not wanting to disappoint somebody, or if something had hurt somebody, I could have apologized and wanted to remedy it going forward, but that wasn't enough in my heart and soul. Like, I would have really felt angst over somebody else's opinions or thoughts or feelings about something. And I think a lot of times if we get really bogged down by that, it can be really dangerous, and the enemy loves to work in that. So this area in which growing in attachment, and simple examples such as worrying about somebody being late for somebody, or in other grave ways of disappointing people, whether it's, you know, even like right now, I'm going through a season where I have, many of you might know this, I might have mentioned it on other episodes, I don't even know, but I have a really colic baby right now, and it's just really pushed me into a whole new place of surrender and utter just quiet stillness in my home right now, where my house is not quiet, but I have got to surrender to this place of not being the same social, adventurous self that I really love being. And I think what's been the biggest part of this, that praise God, I've been growing in a place of detachment over the last few years that has made this a lot more, I've been a lot more capable of tending to the needs of my family right now, because I've had to say no to a lot of events I normally would love to attend and always would attend. Important things, not just like a Saturday afternoon barbecue, but baby showers and birthday parties and first communions and baptism and things that I would not ever want to miss and are really important and my family loves attending, that I have had to say no to for the sake of my daughter, who's been going through some health things on top of the fact that she's super colic, and it's way too stimulating for her little self for us to do big events in this season. And I've had to really learn to say no and had to let go of what people might think of when I say no. And again, it's this thing where I've had to prayerfully, within these ways, within my heart and my prayer life and conversation with our Lord, say, okay, like, this is what he desires for my family right now. And I don't, yes, I can explain it to my loved ones, but I don't have to over explain it. Like, my heart is pure and good in this place right now. I know it's what God is asking me to do, is to slow down and really be quiet and still and do less for the sake of my family, my newborn, and my own mental health. And that might really disappoint people. And it makes me sad to disappoint people. I do not desire to disappoint people or hurt people by our absence. But I had to learn to be okay with people might be upset, but I have to be okay with that. And I don't have to stir. Like, if this was a couple years ago, I would have had so much anxiety about disappointing people and hurting people's feelings. It would have honestly, like, tormented my heart much more than it is right now. And I'm in this place of absolute peace about it. And this is just another example of, we have to grow in detachment to be able to have the peace of Christ that we all desire, to live it out and to be witnesses of the Christian life, of this Christian joy. And when we're so consumed and attached to other people's opinions or worried about the judgment from others, we live out our hearts from this place of disordered care. And so it's just something I've been really growing in that I felt like was such an important topic for us. And I'm only giving a couple examples here, such as like my not attending events or not, or being late to an activity. But there's so many other ways. And I would just encourage all my listeners to bring it to prayer, bring detachment to prayer in the sense of indifference, like we talked about in the beginning, right? Like the opening Bible verse, our Lord is so clear. When Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 7, when it says, like, for those who have wives, to live like you don't. For those who mourn, to live as if you don't. For you're happy, to live as if you're not. If you own something, to live as if it's not yours to keep. We are to be so detached from so many things, our relationships, our things, people's opinions, circumstances. And I think there's so many more areas in this life of attachment to be explored that I am only touching the surface on in this episode. And I continue to prayerfully ask God to reveal those to me, because I think there's so much freedom when we let go of control and allow Him to take center stage in our lives, where we become so detached from so many of these areas that Paul talks about. And it's just been such a blessing for me. And I love this saint quote from Saint Philip Neri, who is just perfect, because he says, give me 10 truly detached men and I will convert the world with them. And I think that's pretty powerful, because if all of us started to become more focused on what God is asking for us in the moments set out in front of us, and become less attached to things of this world and less attached to our circumstances and people's opinions of us, etc., and become more attached to the King of the world, we would be living in such profound freedom that the whole world would change around us, and it would become contagious and infectious, and we could transform this world. So as I leave you guys here before we catch up next week, I want to close this up with a prayer from St. Catherine Drexel that's just so simple. It seems so simple and so obvious, but it's one that I want to keep putting in the front of my heart as I move forward and growing in this place of detachment. And she so beautifully says, "Oh Lord, give me through Mary the gift perpetually to live and realize with ardent faith, even if I am bereft of feeling it, that you are my supreme good, source and center of all good, the only good, the only perfect good. This will give me the gift of detachment from all things on earth and to be attached to you perpetually." So friends, I pray that this episode blessed you. And as we move forward through this summer, we're going to be diving into the book study. If I haven't mentioned it on here, I should mention it. I know I've talked about it on Instagram, but I don't know if I've mentioned it here, that I plan on doing a book study. It's going to be my new thing. I think for now, something I'm going to try is like these mini episodes over the summer, during the summer season, of a book study. And this year I want to do it on I Believe in Love, a personal retreat based on the teaching of Saint Therese of Lisieux, written by Father Jean C.J. Delblay. But it's incredible. This is a book that I have been reading. I probably go through it once a year, and I probably have for the past 6 or 7 years. And my book is now tattered and falling apart. But it's just it's not tiny, but it's such a simple, easy read. I mean, it's one of those books where I feel like I highlight so many things. And it was just one that I thought would be really beautiful to explore together over the summer. And I might have a friend be joining me, which would be really exciting. But I also wanted to mention on here that I probably will continue to take a pause, as I have in the last couple months, on recording any episodes with guests, any interviews. And that's really sad for me, because I really enjoy interviewing people. And I've just had so many fun conversations. So I've really been missing it, and I can't wait to start diving into some more interviews in the fall. But for now, I'm putting a pause on that because I can just sense our Lord asking me to pour myself out more with my family during this time with the new babe. And I just really need to work easily around the needs of my family and our schedule, which is typically recording very late at night or early in the morning. And I delight in it and I love it. So that's why I've still been doing it. And I haven't really taken too much of a pause other than having pre-recorded some episodes. But I just don't have the capacity and I to be interviewing anybody right now. So hopefully these episodes just by myself have still blessed you guys. And I know it's blessed me just to come on here and have these conversations. But I'm excited to start recording and interviewing with people again in the fall. So yeah, just let me know if there's anything specific that you guys are interested in. I'd love to hear any topics that you would want me to explore, anything I haven't mentioned on here. As I know while I'm going through this book study over the summer, that there will probably be a ton of things flowing through my heart that I will be excited and lining myself up to talk about come the fall. So if there's anything that is on your hearts that you want explored, please feel free to reach out and I would love to connect and possibly explore those topics going forward. So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, I think they still say. And I'd love to hear from you. If these episodes have blessed you in any way, please feel free to leave a review or feedback, and you could reach out to me and I'd love to connect. So I hope you all have a blessed week, and I think our book study should be kicking off not next week, but probably the week after. But I'll keep you guys posted as we move along. All right. And I will hopefully put in the show notes a link to probably Amazon where you can get this book if you're interested in joining us on this journey of exploring this book. All right. Have a blessed week, friends. Bye.